It's my Feel Good Breakfast Show.
A very good morning and warm welcome back to your Feel Good Breakfast Show on this Wednesday morning. Now, today marks 1 week and 1 day since South African photojournalist Shiraz Mohammed was kidnapped in Syria, and there's still no word on his whereabouts currently. Now, on the line is Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, founder of NGO Gift of the Givers, who's negotiating his safe return. A very good morning to you, Doctor, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning to you.
Now, the abduction came as a shock to South Africans and to Shiraz's family as well. And the details surrounding his abduction are still very blurry. But has there been any further information revealed to you about the abduction?
So, it is indeed very, very shocking and blurry, because in that area where we operate, the road that he was taken on, there's never been an incident on that road for 4 years since we've been there. And our ambulances travel daily on that road to take patients from our hospital to Turkey. There has been no word, because till now, no group has claimed responsibility.
Yeah.
There's been no demands. Even when they stopped my drivers, they didn't say they want money, or that this is a kidnapping, or it's a hijacking. They just said they want to question Shiraz for some misunderstanding. And that's the misunderstanding, that nobody knows what they're talking about.
Wow, so it was a very specific and targeted abduction. And what is the current state of negotiations? Are the people that took him making any particular demands of you?
No, as I said, no group has claimed responsibility. So nobody has said they want something, so we can't talk to anybody. We can't negotiate, because we don't know who's holding him. Right now, you know what, there's an awareness in the whole of Syria. Everywhere there's protest marches. People are, spreading the word, spreading Shiraz's photograph. Mm-hmm. All over to say that we're looking for this man. He's a South African. South Africans have really stood for our people in difficulty. We can't allow this. We need to find him. We Syrians are against this. This is not in keeping with our culture.
Mm-hmm. And as you said earlier on, there hasn't been any incident on this particular road that you operate on for 4 years now. And Gift of the Givers was also instrumental in trying to get Pierre Corky back. Are there any similarities, perhaps, that you can draw between these two abductions that might aid?
It's completely different. Mm-hmm. It's completely different in every way. The guys who took him don't look professional at all, mm-hmm. to be honest. In Corky's case, it's Al-Qaeda. I'll give you examples. Mm-hmm. First of all, they blindfolded both the drivers. But then an hour, when they took them to a place, an hour away, they opened their blindfolds. Mm-hmm. The drivers could see the face of the person who took them. The cell phone that they confiscated from the driver, they returned. They gave an exact description of the area they brought them to. Now, that's not a professional, kidnapper.
Yeah.
So it's very, very different. So we're not sure about the motive. If they don't want money, they don't want have no other requirements, they want to clear a misunderstanding. If the misunderstanding is cleared, they promise to bring him back in 2 days. It's 8 days today. Why haven't they brought him back? So if we can understand the motive, we can try to figure out why they took him.
Yeah. Are you receiving any sort of assistance to help you in returning Shiraz? And what is the next step of action?
Well, we've engaged the Turkish government, the governor on the border with Syria. He's promised total cooperation with us. We know him quite well, because we use that border all the time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Turkey has troops inside Syria, so maybe through their intelligence services, maybe they can help. We're in touch directly with our international relations and our state security. They're working through their mechanisms. Mm-hmm. From London, a group of people who have friends inside Syria, they've also done some aid work. They said, look, we also have done aid. We have networks inside Syria. They met us at our hospital inside Syria yesterday, mm-hmm. and said, look, we will support the campaign. And then just the Syrian people. They're marching in all the cities, taking pictures and saying, we're all going to help to search. And in fact, search teams are going to different areas, different cities, to physically look for the cars that took Shiraz, mm-hmm. and see if they can identify the people who took him.
Dr. Suleiman, thank you so much for joining us on the line, and thank you so much for all the efforts that you're putting in. I'm sure the family appreciates it, South Africans appreciate it, trying to, of course, get Shiraz back home safely, and we wish you all of the best.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like to get in touch with Gift of the Givers, you can do so online at giftofthegivers.org, and we do all, as the Expresso family, also pray for Shiraz's safe return back home. Now it's time to talk finances, and in today's finance segment, we chat about financial planner Warren Ingram from Galileo Capital about how we can negotiate a raise or a promotion at the start of 2017. Wouldn't that be amazing? And how you can plan your career for the year ahead.